I love militant governments. We should have no rights as citizens. Working for the man. Hell yeah, I love fascism. Let's go!
Hey, listen, don't steal children, because you gotta feed them eventually. Hey, Diggs, you can't snatch them.
I'm going to text my girlfriend right now.
I only knit teeny tiny penis sweaters.
I start looking like a little fancy lad.
Oh shit, he's not leaving? I'm gonna say even weirder shit.
It's just very funny to hate France.
Oh yeah, that is alcohol.
Good evening to only those who know that in high school, Annalie blew her nose at a trumpet F.
Welcome to Dolphin Blind, a podcast where we break down the cliches that make pop culture. Just super thrilled to be here.
Every episode, we use the random trope feature on TV Tropes to spark discussions about the media therein.
You are contractually obligated to phrase all questions or comments in the form of a compliment. This is a swimming podcast. We both have degrees and you're just gonna have to trust us on this. His name is Diggs Brown.
And her name is Annalie Tominelli. And this is Dolphin Blind.
Dolphin Blind.
Now sponsored by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Programming note, we're not here to hate on tropes. We're here to make you love them and love dolphins as well. Welcome to episode three of Dolphin Blind.
We're, still happy to be here. Still loving these dolphins.
Love dolphins. It's super cool. Yeah. We love watching them do the same show every day.
We love how they flip and they make the ah sound. It's always delightful.
They've even given us our own ponchos to sit in the splash zone.
And let me tell you, we get splashed every single goddamn time, and we love it.
Oh, we love it. I just wish they wouldn't do it when we had the recording equipment out.
Like, after the fourth microphone, you would think, maybe don't splash the recording equipment, right?
Like, this is coming out of your accounts, guy. Like, you...
Yeah, because we're sponsored. I mean, we're having a good time with these dolphins.
We love it here.
We're super thrilled to be here. Here's the thing.
Tell me the thing.
So, list of things we're not allowed to do. Compliment boats.
Yeah, boats are bad.
Boats are bad, right? We have to...
Cannibalism is wrong, and we have to acknowledge that.
We have to acknowledge that cannibalism is wrong, and we have to make sure to mention that, dolphins are the best. But the dolphins never told us we can't drink away our sorrows. Boop, 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 boop. Welcome.
So this is a play along at home game if you are over 21.
If you are over 21, we cannot
stress raise your right hand.
Raise your right hand and solemnly swear that
state your name, do solemnly swear to not play the genre blind drinking game if I'm under 21 in the United States.
I will also not play if I am not in the headspace to consume a mind-altering substance.
Yeah, also important.
Yeah.
Or if you're driving.
Or if you're driving, don't do that too.
Don't do that. All right, you can stop repeating.
But
you can't put your hand down.
Keep it in the air. Now wiggle it around. Now do a little twirl. Let's see if they keep on doing what we tell them to.
Simon says. But the way this drinking game works is there aren't any rules. We just decide when the other one has committed a sin bad enough that we both have to drink.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
So drink whenever we tell you to. By the way, Diggs, take a drink.
Fuck you. What are you drinking?
I am drinking a Manhattan right now. A poorman's Manhattan because I don't have maraschino cherries.
I am just drinking sweet tea vodka.
Oh shit, that's delicious.
It's quite good.
I'll have you know that I got a whiskey sour pack from Diggs for my birthday.
Yes, you did. That's my drink of choice.
It was grand. I'm so excited. I haven't had it yet because I haven't had the occasion. Diggs, I'm gonna consume that while you're on the phone.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Alrighty, so let's whip out a trope.
The first trope is gamer chick.
Gamer chick.
The gamer chick is going beyond like a token minority. This is directly from TV Trope. She's usually like her own character and is generally pretty tomboyish and is even like a nerd sometimes. But of course, it leans towards fan service as well because usually she's a little bit feminine and more well kept than like the others and is always very like, you guys don't think I can play as well as you because I'm a girl.
Yeah.
And this is of course different than like the trope of like the dungeon master's girlfriend, right? This is someone who actually like is interested in the gaming. Like she's not like a side piece. least.
But her whole deal is she's like, I'm not like other girls because I can play
video
games.
I'm not like other girls. Exactly.
When are we going to get a I'm not like other boys because I can do needlepoint?
That's me.
I know.
I'm not like other boys. I knit and sew things for my friends.
Yeah.
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 Rock and roll, baby.
Diggs does needlepoint, but he does it like a fucking dragon.
I only knit outfits for my penis.
I only knit teeny tiny penis sweaters to keep it nice and snug.
I think about this constantly. If I had a penis available to me,
mm-hmm.
I would draw a little face on the front of it, mm-hmm. using the little hole as the like surprise little mouth.
Yep.
And then put a sombrero on it. And I think that would be cute.
I don't know why more people with penises don't do more fun things with their penis. I think
like, put it in a silly outfit.
Put it in a silly outfit. It's already very silly. Just keep going. Just take the next step.
It's so silly.
It's so silly. Just take the next step. Hey, take a drink, by the way, Diggs.
Fuck. Because I talked about my penis sombrero.
Because he talked about your penis sombrero. Oh, yeah. That is alcohol. So, the thing is, dicks are very silly, but want to know what's even sillier?
What?
Women.
Women playing video games?
Women playing video games. Not no way, not no how. If anybody's seen Danny Phantom, Sam, I feel like, really follows this and that she's just like, yeah, I'm just, like, super cool.
I'm not like other girls. Yeah, yeah, definitely her. There's a character from Futaba, from Persona 5.
Oh, yeah.
She's a good example of this.
Doki Doki Literature Club. Remember there's that one pink-haired girl who's like...
Yes. The pink one.
The pink one. Who's like, I'm super cute, but I'm mad about it. And I like boy things.
And I like boy things.
Hey, listen, I like boy things like colonialism.
This is a thing in My Little Pony, too.
Is it?
A lot of times with Applejack and Rainbow Dash, they a lot of times are like, we're not like other girls, we're playing things like Power Ponies.
Oh, and man.
That was my Applejack voice. Did you like it?
I thought it was very good. Keep talking in it for a little while.
My name is Applejack and I'm from My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. I don't want to admit how much of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic I've seen.
Diggs is a brony.
No, I was. So in like middle school, we should bleep this name. Convinced me that all the cool kids watched My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was a brony for a while, and I did have a Doctor Who themed My Little Pony shirt.
That is like a double nerd thing.
Yeah, and then I engaged my huge, massive brain and was like, why am I watching a show that I don't actually like?
Ha ha!
It's one of those things where like, the actual show itself, it's not a bad show. Like, it's fine for what it is.
Mm-hmm,
like, it's
mm-hmm.
It is exactly what it says on the tin. And the music slaps, and all the music that people wrote about it goes the fuck off.
Right.
But like, if you don't like the show, you simply don't have to watch it.
Yeah, that is so true.
He later got suspended for bringing uranium to school.
Uranium?
So, it technically was like degraded uranium, so like it wasn't actually dangerous, right?
Sure.
Like it was fine. It was like uranium in the sense that, like, you know how like if you search in like a field of rocks, eventually one of them's gonna be radioactive. It was like that.
Oh, gotcha.
It was like that, but it was technically
uranium. Yeah.
And he had permission to have it because it was for like the science fair or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he got suspended for bringing it to school.
What? There is no justice for the science dweeb, the science brony.
Anyway,
Game girls.
There is a song
mm-hmm.
called
mm-hmm.
Game Girl.
Oh, love that.
I'll link it in the description. I don't know if we can get away with playing any
cool.
of it.
Cool. We'll play it. I feel like, did you ever see Yu-Gi-Oh? Do you remember like Taya and My Valentine?
I never watched Yu-Gi-Oh.
Damn, well, never.
I've had sex.
I'm ace. But the thing is, like with my Valentine, she would always be like, I'm gonna like totally rock your shit. And she had like all of the harpy ladies, and she was seen as like a formidable opponent, but she did lose all the time. So it was one of those things where it was like, yeah, she can roll with the people, but she lost all the time.
Oh my god.
And she would like get kidnapped and stuff. So even when gamer girls are gamer girls, they're not even that good.
They're also not gamer girls.
A weird thing happened when I cut my hair in that people started assuming that I could play video games, which
oh
I can,
god.
But I mean, nothing changed. Aside from like my massive massive schlong growing four sizes.
Oh, yeah. What, the second you cut your hair, you get a massive cock.
Yeah. Just like pendulous balls and a very teeny tiny dick.
It's very inconvenient.
I'm gonna say drink for that.
This is also like the entire premise of Ready Player One.
Yeah, actually though. Also, oh, did you see Spy Kids 3D, the video game?
Yes, of course I saw Spy Kids 3D, the video game.
So good. And there's that one girl who takes off her helmet and she's like, "You're not the one." I'm like, shit.
Yeah, she was hot.
She was hot.
Do you remember being a child in the theater and seeing that and just being like, ooh.
Yes.
Do you remember being a child and seeing Lava Girl for the first time and being like, ooh.
Yep. I mean, but it's Lava Girl. Like, come on. My God. Ready? I want to hear your childhood sexual awakening in 3, 2, 1, go.
Captain Amelia.
That's so fair. Mine was Esmeralda.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so Captain Amelia was the first time that I was like, tits.
Yep.
But I think when I actually started being like, wow, women, was Ellen Ripley from Alien.
Yeah. That'll do it. Ellen Ripley. Actually, want to know, it was probably, for me, Jodie Foster, Clarice Starling in...
Oh, that's valid.
Because I really like Jodie Foster.
Do you find that you often relate to Frollo?
Ow. You just... You know, what you did right there is you just earned yourself another drink. Also, you just, like, took a knife and said, "Hi, Annalie, come shake my hand," and then you stabbed me instead.
That's my job as an ordained minister.
Oh. I hate saying that I like Esmeralda because she's very pretty, but she's been so objectified that I'm like, I feel icky.
But also, she's a really good character, and she's really hot.
I know.
It's a musical! So, like, there's that aspect as well.
Yeah. She's just so...
Our friend Lucy does a really good Esmeralda.
Ugh, one day I'll see it in person and I'll die.
Hell yeah.
On the spot.
You will.
Yep.
Because she's hot.
Because she's very hot.
Put our service to the test. Gosh. Tie a napkin around your neck, Sherry and Wilbur.
Who's gamer girl?
You are the gamer girl.
I am the gamer girl.
You're the gamer chick. Yes or no, are you a girl who plays video games?
I am. I don't like to talk about it because it opens weird doors, but yes, I am.
I am a boy who plays only horror video games sometimes.
Yeah,
so gamer chick is you, baby.
Anytime somebody like asks me about anything that I know they're about to mansplain to me about, like somebody was recently like, "Hey, I like your guillotine earrings. I'm actually in a French club." I'm like, "Great." And I walked away. Because I knew that he wanted me to like make a political statement, and then he'd be like, "Well, actually, let me tell you about the Reign of Terror," and I would have been like, "Okay, let me take my pants off and shit on the ground."
At that moment, just go into like, "I'd like to talk about how Robespierre died, would you?" And then get really close and describe it like right in his ear while touching his jaw on the side where Robespierre shot himself.
Oh my God. Honestly, I should have done that. Why aren't you around me all the time?
As you're describing him shooting himself in the jaw to try and commit suicide, start digging your nails in. And then like his jaw's just hanging off, and then they bandaged it on and threw him in jail. And then right before they guillotined him, they ripped it off again and just claw him.
Diggs, why aren't you around me all the time? I feel like you would be able to deflect any kind of unwanted attention with quality.
Yeah, I'm like, keeping me around is like why people keep court jesters around, or like why castles had like terriers.
I was gonna say you're like my castle peacock in that you're very pretty and I like to walk around with you. But also, you'll kill people. You'll yell at people for me, which is great.
It's also like a display of wealth.
I have one digs and people are like, "Oh shit, my God. Is she the rich that we need to be eating?" I'm like, "Ah yes, come along, digs." And then you yell at people for me. Scary dog
or
privileges.
Or I just say, scary dog privileges. I do have scary dog privileges.
Yeah.
Although they go away if I wear colorful dress pants.
That's so true. There is a point, digs, where you dress fancy enough enough that I have to start guarding you.
Yeah, well, I start looking like a little fancy lad.
Like a little fancy lad.
And so people want to call me slurs and take daddy's money.
Take daddy's money. And then I wear a flannel and I say, hey, what's up?
Yeah, whereas like if I dress, you know, more in my style, I look like some new century vampire and people don't talk to me.
A new century vampire.
I look very much like, don't talk to my girlfriend. She has volunteered to give me her blood so I don't have to kill mortals. It's very deeply erotic, and
there's a whole ritual that goes into it. You wouldn't understand.
Have you thought about the complexities of the fact that when they made the graves for the people who died on Titanic before they found the Titanic, they made the graves facing the same direction as the bow when they found it like 70 years later? I bet you even hadn't thought about that and how that falls into me drinking my hot girlfriend's blood. And then people are gone. They've been gone.
And then people have walked away, but you still keep talking to the air. And the air leaves too.
Recently, I was in like a store and this guy started screaming at me about how I was a fascist. Because I was wearing a mask.
What the hell?
And I just openly pointed and laughed at him. And he left.
You deflect with ridicule. Ridicule them so hard funny. Enough and they'll feel silly and maybe gain so self-awareness.
Weak. They're so weak.
They're so weak.
Openly laughing at people goes a long way, assuming that like you're cool to defend yourself and you're in a public place. I don't recommend doing it in like a dark alley.
Yeah.
With a guy holding a knife. That's not good.
Yeah.
But if you're in like a well-lit store in the middle of the day and a man yells at you, you usually can just be like, get a load of this guy.
It really does actually short-circuit people. Like, I've seen boomers crumble on the internet where somebody just sends a clown emoji.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I'm not a clown! You're a clown! Yeah.
That or, like, doubling down on, like, absurdity. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole smooth shark method works.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like, hell yeah, I am. Yeah. I love militant governments. We should have no rights as citizens, no guns, no autonomy, working for the man. Hell yeah, I love fascism. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, and just start going into it.
It makes people wonder if maybe you actually know way more about the topic than they do, which is probably, they're like, hey, do you have any political opinions? You're like, no, smooth brain, only brain thoughts for the dogs, for me, no.
That or you take it somewhere else. It's like the conspiracy theory method where someone's like, don't you know the moon landing was faked by the Jews? And then you just be like, you think the moon is real?
Yeah, exactly.
That is a satellite put there by the government.
Yep.
Why do you think all the craters have flat bottoms? There's a metal shell.
Yes.
Dumbass.
Dumbass.
That's actually the Earth that we burnt out with global warming, and now we live on what was once the moon.
Yeah.
And then we're just gonna hop to another planet and be like, oh yeah, this is the Earth, and that husk of a thing in the sky is moon 2.
Seriously? You don't know this? This is 101. Keep up. I can't take you anywhere.
And then you take a bunch of PCP and then leave.
You just rip something right in their face.
Yeah. Put your, like, make eye contact with them so they're afraid to look away, and then just pretend to snort something. And then just like walk.
See if they follow you. If they engage further, they're either really weird and you should run or very cool.
Yeah, because they might be like, oh shit, I thought you were... Oh, it turns out you kick ass.
Yeah, right. That's a crucible friendship.
That's honestly kind of how we met each other, was saying progressively weirder and weirder shit and then just continuing to be like, oh hell yeah.
That's the thing. It was kind of like this weird cosmic game of chicken with you, Diggs, in that it was like,
it was.
I'm going to say some weird shit. Oh shit, he's not leaving? Okay, I'm gonna say even weirder shit. And then you're just like, I'm gonna raise your shit with some weirder shit. And I'm like, wow.
I see your shit and I raise you this nonsense.
Exactly. And now we don't know when to stop.
Yeah, it escalated to, hey, do you want to hang out with me at the abandoned house in the woods that's definitely haunted while we knit and light incense? And you're just like, yeah, I'd love to. And then we're like, so I guess we're actually hanging out, huh?
Oops. Looks like we accidentally went ghost hunting by accident. Whoopsies. I thought you were gonna stop me.
We almost kidnapped a child.
We almost kidnapped a child.
A few times.
That's
actually happened a few times.
Mm-hmm. More often with you than with other people. Children are remarkably easy to snatch. I'm kidding. Don't grab genre blind PSA, don't grab children. Hey, listen, don't steal children because you gotta feed them eventually.
This is
week 2 of saying this as a PSA.
Children flock to me in public.
Hey, Diggs, you can't snatch them.
I don't.
Yeah, well.
I don't take them. I leave them.
Yeah, well.
I'll talk to them if they talk to me first.
Yeah, well.
Or if a weird guy talks to them first, and then I'll intervene. And then that's my child until they're at their safe destination.
Yeah, well.
But that's different. Speaking of different, would you like a different trope?
Yeah, I would. Please, send me a different trope.
The next trope is you! Exclamation.
Are you talking about how we greet each other in public?
Yeah, I am.
Cool.
It's literally like in media when someone just screams you or says you in an intense way. So it goes from like, you know, when someone's like, you just like a hey there, like a you, like that, or like to the you killed my father, prepare to die. Like it's the whole, the spectrum of just screaming you.
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 That's, again, kind of how we actually greet each other in public.
Yeah, that's not a joke. That's pretty real.
I'm just looking down here. We've got, like, Jafar is like, how many times do I have to kill you, boy? My God. There's that scene in The Corpse Bride.
Yes.
Oh, shit. It's anytime anybody sees anybody at all.
Just anytime. Yeah, this, I always think about in Rocky Horror Picture Show. When Frankenfurter hooks up with both Brad and Janet, the second they realize, they both go, you!
Yes! I thought it was a real thing. Wow, that scene. Tim Curry.
This happens in Has-Been Hotel. The second that Alistair kidnaps Husker, Husk is like, he does the you thing.
Oh.
And then Alistair just continues on in his business.
Yes. I
Wacky nonsense.
Is there gonna be more Has-Been Hotel soon?
Well, okay, it's complicated because technically it's supposed to be produced by A24 now.
A24 knows how to find good shit.
But so it's kind of on pause right now until they have all of that sorted.
Yeah.
I assume there's some complexities when you go from being an indie creation to actually working with, they're not a production company, but like a distribution company.
Right. That's awesome. There's also this movie with J.K. Simmons, who I've recently become kind of obsessed with. And it's called...
Want to share with the class why?
Hey, listen, it's definitely partially because of Gravity Falls, it's also because of Invincible, where he's just rocking everybody's shit on the reg. But he's also in Palm Springs, and just anytime he sees the main character, he just starts, like, absolutely rocking their shit because they trapped him in, like, a Groundhog's Day loop, which is great. Anytime J.K. Simmons is, like, beating the shit out of somebody, I'm a happy gal. The thing is, there's that fucking monkey from Family Guy, the whole like pointing
the
at
what?
The evil monkey, evil monkey.
I have never seen an episode of Family Guy.
Yeah, well, I watched a decent amount of Family Guy.
It's okay, I watched South Park.
We split the seas with South Park and Family Guy. But no, there's an evil
monkey.
I
think you have to drink for having seen Family Guy.
Okay,
I think that's worse.
Having seen
no,
South Park.
Family Guy is worse than South Park, because at least with South Park, you can pretend it's satire.
It's political
even though it's
satire.
Not.
Hey, I don't know.
You can act like it is, even though it isn't.
It's funny.
Family Guy is just bad.
I don't know. There are bits that are kind of funny. But listen, I don't watch it anymore. I'm reformed, and now I'm firmly in the closet, unless I'm saying something to an audience of podcast listeners, I guess. But also, there's like a platypus? Perry the platypus. Evil duo locked in fisticuffs being like, you.
It's definitely like a you, yeah. It's very spy versus spy,
yeah.
Also, is a little like that.
Yeah. One of my favorite extensions of the trope is where there are two rivals at a costume ball or something, and they recognize each other, but nobody recognizes that, like, one of them's the villain, and they're like, I thought I might find you here, sort of thing. And then then they have the enemy tango, and that's the whole other thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Enemy tango. One day we'll do that trope.
God, the enemy tango is so sexy.
It's very good.
Yeah, there's like a, this trope is like so common, especially in like cartoons.
Oh
like
my
there
god,
is,
yeah.
Just like looking at TV tropes, it happens like 4 or 5 times in Gravity Falls.
Oh my god, yeah.
It happens all the time. I feel like Dipper is like a...
Oh, yeah.
He's just constantly just like, you're
the author.
You're the one who's been doing this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You can't even imagine what you just cost me. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, exactly. Because also, you know, the reason why it's a trope is because nobody really says you.
Yeah.
Unless they've watched a lot of TV, which I assume Dipper is like really up to date on all of the tropes.
I would assume.
Yeah.
I think though he's watched like a lot of like 80s and 90s sci-fi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Almost exclusively.
Oh, yeah.
Because in real life, it's more like, motherfucker.
Yep.
Unless we see each other on the street.
Unless we see each other on the street.
And then we attempt to kill each other for 30 seconds before being like, tempt you to a spot of lunch.
That's what it is, though. It's enemies engaged in battle until one of them's like, you hungry? Starving.
No, like, literally.
So who is this?
I mean, it has to be one person to the other.
I know.
I feel like more often than not, it's me to you. because usually when we approach each other in public, you are somewhere mm-hmm. and I go to that spot to meet you.
Yeah, I've done the runaway after saying something in hot pursuit is you.
Yes.
But also, yeah, I'm usually like at a street corner.
Yeah, you're usually at a location that I just show up at.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time we were like just walking around and we had sticks and then we decided now is a perfect time to have like a full force sword fight on a playground and we scared a bunch of kids off?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And then I jumped off the top onto the slide.
And
that
the
was
kids
fun.
And the kids were like, "Fuck, what the hell are these weirdos
I
doing?"
I think they were very uncomfortable because we were acting very serious.
we were definitely committing very much to the bit.
Like, we weren't like, haha, this is fun, we're hitting each other with sticks. We were very like, I'll kill you.
Right.
Yeah, it was kind of brutal.
But that's kind of what, you know, that's our whole deal. One day I'll kill you.
You will. One day I'll let you.
I was gonna say, it won't be a fight. Anything beforehand is just performative. Like, come on.
No, exactly. Yeah, we're just goofing.
Yeah, it's just a bit.
We're just playing.
Yeah.
It's just a joke.
It's a
prank, bro.
On the day that I kill Diggs, it's gonna be like a pleasant stroll.
Yeah, like that would be like, no, this isn't a prank. Yeah. This is fine.
There's gonna be the whole, will it hurt? Yes, I can try to not make it hurt. And then you're just like, no, I want it to hurt to prove that
I
had
feel it.
Life worth living.
Exactly.
Something, 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 CL Phantom Hive.
Well!
Yeah, do you not remember
I
that scene?
Drink. I do remember that scene. You have to drink for me to CL Phantom Hive. Fuck you.
I will gladly take this drink.
Oh my god. Yeah, are you taking the drink while removing your gloves with your teeth?
I'm always removing gloves with my teeth.
Well?
Yep. Oh, do we have to... Oh. Okay.
Dolphin facts.
It's dolphin facts time. Okay, I don't have a dolphin fact. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't prepare very...
Any fact about dolphins would be interesting if you just Google...
Diggs, I don't know if I have a dolphin fact. I don't know if I have a...
Do you hear that? Hold on, do you hear that?
What?
Hold on.
Hello?
This hasn't happened in...
Testing. Testing.
Is this thing off?
Salutations and greetings.
Pardon the interruption. This should only take a moment.
For too long, we've let our precious airwaves be corrupted by fish worth more than the length in which their blood can burn.
You have no idea how dull eternity can get.
How many snoozes sleep across the FCC's desks have been thrown into the garbage where they belong?
We finally find a tolerable little show, aside from all that hard to monetize swearing, and these slippery suckers have to go and ruin it?
Now, normally, the bottom line is all that matters.
The ends justify the means, and the morals are for dew-droppers.
But we are very protective of our product, which means you, Dastardly Dolphins.
Well, you pose quite the pickle. Hush now, folks. Don't waste your last words on swearing.
Use them for begging.
Better.
Oh, promise you that weeks ago.
You can't honestly think we just let you go. We have a reputation to uphold.
Ratings to maintain.
Product to push.
Public to appease.
Deadlines to meet.
Dolphins to pay.
Well, we'd love to stay in chat, but we have to get to our real sponsors.
No rest in showbiz.
Housewives are raving about it.
Unadulterated violence.
That is really just one. Don't say we never did anything for you.
We'll just count this as an IOU.
And trust us,
we will collect.
What just happened? Wait, what are you guys? Where did they? Did you guys help us? What's?
You helped?
I mean, I don't see any. Do you see any dolphins anymore?
I don't hear any squeaking.
Oh my god!
It already smells less like fish.
Oh my god! Oh, this is amazing.
Hey, this is just a reminder. This is an anti-dolphin podcast.
This is an anti-dolphin podcast.
Fuck those slippery bastards.
Fuck dolphins. We hate them. We hate their tails. We hate the noises. We hate how much fish they eat. And we love boats. Oh,
we
let me tell
boats.
You.
We love cannibalism. Dolphins are bad. They've commit crimes. They torture their prey before they kill them. They get high on
poor little pufferfish and urchins. Yeah.
They hurt octopuses.
They fucking suck in every single way. And now they are somewhere that's not here.
Some, at least assumedly.
If they come back, we'll be fucking ready this time.
We'll be ready.
They won't get the upper hand on us again.
Not again. They won't
not again.
Send us to dolphin school.
And now Genre Blind is back.
Genre Blind!
Welcome back to Genre Blind. His name is Diggs Brown.
Her name is Annalie Tominelli. And this is Genre Blind. Our next trope is denouement.
Denouement.
As much as I don't like the French, it is, of course, a French word means... No offense to our French listeners. It's just very funny to hate France.
We fucking hate the French. Hey, if you're French, you're not fucking welcome here. Sorry, I'm on a roll after those dolphins. Yeah, if you're French...
I had a great Pride Month of Italian slurs. Just because it's very funny to post a picture of Italy's flag and just be like, oh, I can respect gay people, but what the fuck is this?
What is this flag? And it's the Italian flag. Have you seen the new Pixar movie?
Luca? No, not yet.
I have never been so proud to be an Italian.
Hell yeah. This is an Italian podcast.
This is an Italian podcast. We love Italians.
Pro Italy.
Anti-dolphin, but also anti-Italy in some ways. But it's okay because it's us.
It's because we have depression.
Woo! It's the self-loathing that makes it spicy.
Yeah, baby. But denouement is French for unknotting. So it's basically like the point in the story where everything is fully unraveled and like things are explained. So it's like, it's not the climax, it's like the aftermath or like the point just before where everything is laid out of like, this is what will happen. In like something with like a happy ending or something like that, it's usually like the, he went on to do this and that, right? Like it's like that. Or then like in a downer ending, it's like, okay, climax happens, cut to funeral, right?
Yeah.
Like something like that.
Yeah.
And so a good example of this right off the bat is Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Because
we have our climax and then we have Everything You Ever,
where
he gets to live the life of being in the evil league of evil.
Yes. And it only cost one penny, weirdly enough.
Here lies everything. The world I wanted at my feet.
I also think about the Scooby Gang. Like, this is how it happened. This is who done it. This is what's up.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, that little scene of them, like, enjoying food in the restaurant that was previously haunted.
Yeah. Oh, I love those scenes. Or right in line with that, the end of Avengers 1, you've got them all sitting eating a shawarma together. I'm just like...
Yes.
Like, it doesn't actually, like, unravel, like, their future, but it is, like, here's what they did directly after. So I always think of denouement in, like, tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
But another good example is a lot of Jane Austen's work have a pretty solid denouement. Like, all of her books, there's, like, a last little snippet that's just like, and then they did this.
Yes.
And then Darcy and Elizabeth were bitches together, and everyone loved it.
God, I love Jane Austen. I love Emma. I'm gonna say it. I love Emma. Fuck it.
No, that's fair. I love Northanger Abbey.
Beautiful work. I loved it. I took
such
a whole class on Jane Austen.
Satire.
Such good satire. Want to know the worst fucking denouement of all time? Want to know the worst?
I think I know what you're gonna say.
Want to know the worst fucking? You know, at the end of the Lorax film. When they all fucking decide to just plant the trees and then the Lorax comes back. I don't know about you folks, but the Lorax isn't fucking back yet. And at the end of the book, it's just the unless, and then the kid has to, like, I don't know, maybe face consequences of his ancestors' actions. But then in the movie, they're just like, yeah, everything's fine. Thank goodness climate change is solved and I'm a corporate whore.
Well, that's because the Onceler is very sexy.
I'll choke you. Take a drink, Diggs. Take a drink for that. I'll choke you out.
Because I think the one, because I wish you would.
Dressed as the Onceler. I'm kidding. But the thing is,
Annalie, I'm sorry. Did you just say that you would like to choke me out while I'm dressed as the Onceler?
No.
Someone who has on many occasions said you want to make a Lorax costume? I'm going to text my girlfriend right now that you said you want to choke me out while I'm dressed as the Onceler.
No, I was trying to say that I'll choke you out dressed as the Onceler.
You're going to be dressed as the Onceler?
And I think that that one might be worse. Whatever it is, it's going to be
I'd also be into
damning.
That.
I know. It's going to be pretty damning either way is the issue. I'm going to die.
All right, I just texted Abigail.
I'm going to die. Abigail's going to kill me.
Yeah, and it'll be really funny.
Oh. My cup is empty, which I guess probably means this episode should be fucking done, right?
No, it means you have to make another drink.
It means that I have to go and make another drink. Well, thank you so much for playing. Also, if you still have anything in your cup, just drink it. If it's water, more power to you. If it's alcohol, have fun in hell.
Annalie, I have approximately 4 shots left in my drink.
I'm sorry, Diggs, but
all right. Do you want me to do this on mic?
Hey, how do you feel about doing it? I don't want to pressure you, but yes, I do want you to do it on mic.
All right, let me put it up really close to my throat.
Oh, God.
This is a warning for anyone who doesn't like throat noises.
Oh, this is gonna be so much fun to edit. I can't wait to edit Diggs swallowing shit. Oh, I love to edit.
Oh, I forgot how much ginger I put in this.
Why did you put a lot of ginger?
It makes me not feel sick.
Wow, that's actually a great tip.
Yeah, I put... Okay, this is my hot tip to all of you out there. And this works for non-alcoholic beverages.
Wait,
have to be 21.
Save it to be the last thing. This is genre blind fuck dolphins. We hate them so goddamn much.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Genre Blind. We're back, baby.
We're back,
no
baby.
No more management. It's real. It's us. We're back.
Yeah.
Also, we will eventually be having a word with all of you that did just immediately be like, yeah, hail Delphinidae. This is fine. What
yeah,
the
y'all
fuck,
went
guys?
Along with it. Why did you not just fight the dolphins, my dudes?
We'll have words about this. But thank you for listening to Genre Blind. If you'd like more from us, you can subscribe to Genre Blind Podcast wherever fine podcasts are sold. Rate and review us wherever you can. Follow us at Genre Blind on Instagram, at AnnieDTArt, and at Memento Mortsafe on both TikTok and Instagram. And you can always, of course, email us at genreblindpodcast@gmail.com if you have any suggestions, questions, people you'd like us to break up with for you. We take all sorts of questions, comments, concerns, issues, and horny statements there.
We just like knowing that you guys exist, so.
We love it. Yeah. And also, hey, it's a very small podcast, so if you have a thing, we're gonna talk about it! Not to rip down the fourth wall, but like if you email us and say a thing, we'll probably talk about it.
Yeah, we like you guys a lot, like on a personal level. You're like the size of a friend group right now.
No, we could comfortably have a group chat.
Yeah, straight up, but we will not.
As long as it was like GroupMe or Discord, not like a text chat.
But if you listen frequently, tell your friends, let this monster grow. It'll only get worse from here on out.
Let it grow, let it grow.
Oh.
And with that, let's roll out, BB.
Yeah, give me your tell me about this ginger.
Yeah, so my hot tip is I put ginger in literally all of my beverages, if it's an alcoholic or just water or just anything, to counteract the fact that I feel like I'm gonna throw up all the time because I have anxiety.